Hey, what's up, Toby?
We made it to another year, which is the first year that we've made
Oh,
it to in our podcast.
what a feeling.
I mean, if all success could be this easy or this hard, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, you know what, Chris? You just make it look easy.
Not
I
sure
appreciate
about that. Not sure about that. All right.
that.
It's New Year's.
Yeah,
What we should
episode 400 and
12 or 11 or something
12
like
or
that.
something. Yeah.
Something somewhere there. We made
So
it to the
double.
teens, so that's
So,
good.
yeah, racing into the teens.
I know. Today's topic is it's New Year's.
Yeah.
New Year's resolutions. That's
Oh,
the
man.
let's see, what is today? Today is going to be the, I think it's the third. Yeah. So today, most people have actually canceled their New Year's resolutions, but let's say that we're going to move them forward. So what I want to talk about is admin work, which is a major process debt topic.
Good use of time over the last several holiday, non-holiday days for many.
Yeah, admin. So you came back to work, and what did you have? A lot of emails.
Love
Or
it.
if you
It's
love
like
coming
a,
back to.
it's like a golden goose that just keeps pooping out a golden egg.
Oh,
Every morning I wake up, more golden eggs, more treasures, more opportunities.
yeah. It's amazing how much email can just stack up.
Yeah, you know, I feel like for all of our technology, and shocking, a bit of a rant, our technology gets in the way oftentimes of our human interactions. You know,
Oh, yeah.
you and I are mysteriously talking over hundreds of miles in
Yep.
real time, which is beautiful. But if I want to order a pizza from the place around the corner, I've got to go through 10 minutes of press one, press seven, press 36.
Yeah.
So that's
Well,
why I'm
this
always happy to get all those emails.
yeah.
So, dude.
We could probably spend an entire episode just talking about tricks that people have done or things that people have done. Like my bad habit with emails is I just send one with basically a completely missing sentence at the end. Like not even intentionally. Like I just don't. I just need to get better at like proofreading, which is embarrassing, especially when you send them to like executives and then your friends send back, hey, they highlight it, they send you a screenshot, and you're like, yep, just add that to my page, my top 10 page email page.
I do remember back in the day, early 2000s, I was going back and forth in email because I didn't have Slack yet, just for friendly banter and bullshit with friends in the middle of my work day, you know, part of my administrative list of things to do, like all good corporate citizens. But I got my two email threads crossed, and kind of like Ghostbusters when it releases all the demons, I thought, oh shit, what did I just send out in that last email that went out to a female colleague instead of my male friend? And it was a rare moment where it was nowhere near as bad as it could be, but it was worthy of an apology just to acknowledge that, you know, the thread itself was colorful and not wholly inappropriate, but definitely childlike and immature. So,
I was working at a marketing company. It was actually fairly large. It was a billion-dollar company. And anybody could send a CC all to the entire distro. And
nice.
so one day it was like something got sent to the all distro, and then it became this like Amish virus where like that's not mine. And then
Please remove me from this distribution list.
everybody, so funny, everybody kept saying, don't do this. And then you have people saying it's not mine. Like it was like a it was the perfect version of like of a Trojan horse, like Amish email virus of like, oh my God. Like people just it was the funniest thing. And you're just like grabbing popcorn. You're like, this is the most terrible thing ever. And you know that these, some of them were totally being genuine. I don't know if anyone was snarky. I wasn't. I was just enjoying the the back and forth. I was like, I wonder if anybody's ever taken their server down by doing, I mean, you can't do that anymore. I've actually had like all it, you know, to send to, you know, the corporation and it's like, you can't do that. And you're like, oh gosh, thank you IT for one thing. Anyway,
Chris, back to our topic. You mentioned, leaving off the last sentence of emails. I'm really curious to see how many listeners share their version of an Amish virus.
Oh.
That may be the first time I've thought about Amish and computer virus in the same sentence. So
yeah, it was so funny.
Good.
I mean, it was like back and forth and like it was somewhere like it was, I'm in Boise. It was like it happened in Chicago, but it was, it could have been a prince from somewhere as far as I know, but it was just kept going back and forth and it just wouldn't end. And everybody was just getting so frustrated because the ridiculousness would not stop.
That's beautiful.
Anyway, back to process debt and,
oh, right.
And New Year's resolutions. We got sidebarred for half of our podcast. I want to talk about admin as just a waste, or what I would call as like sadmin.
Oh,
meaning
I like it.
Work that you have to do that doesn't necessarily have a perceived value, or it's not clear, doesn't have a clear value. How do we fix that?
So we're talking
about that in 2025.
I think so. This is like the corporate version of folding clothes when you get them out of the wash.
Yeah.
It's, you do it, you were told you're supposed to do it, you're trained to do it, and to this day, I still don't know why we do it, because it just seems like a colossal waste of time. I do it, but I then promptly unfold them every time I want to use something.
That is true. That is very true.
Yeah, what do we do about all this sadmin tasks? Because they really are exactly that. It's kind of weepy. What's your least favorite sadmin task that maybe you want to leave behind in 24? And
the one thing that I want to, the biggest problem I have, I think, in doing admin tasks is I'm a bit of a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
I think about process a lot. So I'm a bit of like, let's make this 100% correct.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing that gets me wound around the axle is I spend a lot of time perfecting in the draft stage.
Mm. And so even with emails or everything?
No, not with we talked about my emails. My emails are terrible. I'm just saying, like with presentations or like those like ritual things that businesses do, whether it's a quarterly business review or monthly business review.
Yeah.
Like those are the items that like I think I spend too much time getting to perfect.
Yep.
And then what's interesting, this is what I do, but I spend too much time getting to perfect. I'm really semi-proud of it. But then as a boss person or presenting that to the community is always going to have feedback. And the closer you are to perfecting it, the more pissed off you get when you get the feedback. And so I think for 2025, what I would like to do is just get my drafts out into the community faster.
Mm-hmm. I like that idea a lot, Chris. I think you make a point, and I think a lot of us are guilty of that. And it's, we want to be able to demonstrate that we've thought it through. We've run scenarios. We want to be able to address concerns as we start to share it. But if we go too far down the path, you know, it begins to feel like this beautiful marble sculpture, and we've already removed all the flaws that we can see.
Yeah.
And then you end up with an armless Venus de Milo, you know?
Yeah. Or your boss says they wanted it in steel. And you're like, oh.
Yeah. Butter? What? Who can afford that much butter?
I wanted a wax statue. Oh, that's the other thing that happens too, is like, When you don't get that clarification, there is that extra work where sometimes they're like, oh, I just wanted like 180 words or 180 characters. You're like, I've got a six pager over here brewing, and it's a good one. It is excellent.
And I can't get it from here back to 180 characters.
I'm sorry. We can't shrink it. You're stuck. This is what you get. And that doesn't go over very well. And I think some of this is just really hard with, everybody. If you have to answer to someone, right? Even if you're the CEO, you're answering to the board or your stakeholders. But if you do have a boss, like sometimes that quick sync can save a lot of sad men of like, hey, what are we talking about here? Like, and I think, we haven't really delved into homes that much on like homes for where work should go.
No,
I think we did in one of our first podcasts, we talked about stuff being discoverable, and, transferable, right? Which is like, it has to have a home. And I think that's one of the challenges, right? Like sometimes our work lives in SharePoint, which I've said before is, it's hard to share and I don't understand the point. It could be in Confluence. It could be in PowerPoint. It could be in a spreadsheet. It could be in OneDrive.
Dropbox, Teams.
Yeah, all over.
Yeah. There's a lot of good places to hide valuable intellectual property.
Yeah.
It's security through obfuscation, I think, is the strategy there that most corporations abide by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris, I think as I go into 2025, one of those easy things is simply to push back on meeting invites that have no agenda.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, in any given year, about 50% of my invites show up like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if I haven't deleted it outright, then I'm going to show up not knowing what's expected of me, what success looks like, or if I should have taken a nap and pretended I was double booked.
So. Yeah, for sure. Well, I think that's the hardest part is like the person that's showing up and scheduling the meeting sometimes has a clear idea, but they don't outline it. Right. And so typically, standard meetings like, hey, how was everybody's weekend? Right. And you're like, oh, this is a social thing. And so then you end up on the social, down that social track. And you don't get to any of your agenda items if you had any. And then you're stuck.
Well, if you take the first half hour of an hour meeting that could have been a 5-minute hallway conversation and use that for recounting last weekend, the next half hour can be used for, hey, what are you doing this weekend?
I know.
Yeah. So
it's interesting. Like, I think that no matter how long a meeting is, and I don't care if it's 8 hours, if it's 15 minutes, 5 minutes, or an hour, like we as human beings will figure a way to fill the time, not with valuable items, but to fill the time.
100%.
So maybe the number one thing that we could do to help reduce process debt in 2025 is shrink meeting times. I think to your point,
like that. Okay.
Forcing people to have an agenda.
Yeah.
Like, and I think what's interesting is I think if you can have a culture of like, look, we are going to do our best work and we know that our best work requires relationship and it also requires us like holding each other accountable in ways. I think if you can balance kind of those two things, some exciting stuff can happen.
I love that thought though.
Yeah. And if you don't, like you just end up, you can end up wasting a lot of time for sure.
You can waste probably 15 minutes without,
I mean,
almost 15 minutes.
We had
to say Happy New Year, my friend.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely, man. Well,
you an awesome 25. Yeah. Let's start cutting meetings in half and sending out agendas. God forbid.
Yeah. Or like the other thing I've thought about, like just recently is like whoever, like if you have tasks, everybody has a task management system. It could be Todoist.
Sure.
It could be Jira. I mean, pick your poison. But if you had the person that assigned the task and person who owned the task, if you just simply required those two items on every single task, it would be shocking how clear those tasks would be and how, like, you know what I mean? Like sometimes you're like asked and you're like, am I supposed to pick that up and run with it? Like, what am I supposed to do? Like just having that, like, almost like the maker checker piece, but We are way over time. This might be our longest podcast ever. I hope that, you know, we got to keep these
nice and crisp.
We got to keep them nice and crisp. All right. So well done. Last year, we got our podcast in. You know, this is the first one.
Awesome. We're off to the races.
It is great to be on the journey with you.
I'm loving it. All right.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.